All right, let's head straight to the United Kingdom. It's 7 minutes to five. Ender Brady, good afternoon.
Hi, Ollie. Good to speak to you.
You too, Ender. Now, a zookeeper's been killed by a tiger.
Yeah, I'm here outside the zoo in Cambridgeshire, a little small wildlife park called Hammerton Zoo, outside the town of Huntingdon. What we know is that Rosa King, 33 years of age, she was working away, and basically a Malaysian tiger has got into the enclosure that she was working in. She's lost her life. The alarm was raised immediately. Police were here. Air ambulance was here. At no point did the tiger escape or were members of public at risk. Full investigation underway and friends paying tribute to her. She was an extremely popular member of staff here at Hammerton Zoo.
And I imagine the zoo's closed at the moment, Ender?
Yes, it is. Yeah, a lot of media here hoping for a statement from the zoo, but all I'm seeing is just staff in shock, community in shock, and one wildlife photographer who knew Rosa just has written on social media, she wasn't just a zookeeper at the zoo, she was the zoo. She'd spent 14 years working here.
Yeah, very sad indeed. Now, I saw on Sky News you interviewed the CEO of British Airways, who's come in for a little more criticism.
Yeah, again, a lot of people following up my interview, front page of the papers today. Alex Cruz is the CEO of British Airways. He's under a lot of pressure. 29,000 items of luggage still have to be reunited with their owners after the weekend's IT catastrophe pretty much crippled BA. He told me that he won't be resigning. And the story to follow on today, this helpline number that BA staff were giving out Saturday, Sunday and yesterday to stranded passengers, it's $1.20 if you ring it off your mobile per minute. So a lot of people today in the media accusing BA of profiteering. They say that they're doing their best to get a handle on this, but it's been 3 days of a PR disaster for them.
Yeah, it certainly has. Now, Jeremy Corbyn versus Theresa May, the TV debate. Who won?
Yeah, we had the Prime Minister and the Labour leader who wants her job in our studios at Sky News last night. Widely accepted this morning that Jeremy Corbyn had the best of it. He gave good answers. He looked relaxed, the most relaxed I think I've ever seen him. He did very, very well indeed. And some polls suggesting 67% of viewers thought that Jeremy Corbyn actually won that TV face-off against Theresa May. Interesting. Britain will decide June the 8th.
Yeah, indeed. Now, Wenger's met the Arsenal boss to discuss future. What's happening here?
Yeah, so his contract is coming to an end. Stan Kroenke is the American multimillionaire who is the controlling owner at Arsenal. He has the biggest stake in the club. He and Wenger met yesterday. There will be an announcement tomorrow. The results of that meeting yesterday are being put to the Arsenal board today. And everything I'm hearing suggests that Arsene Wenger is getting a new two-year deal.
Yeah, he'll be happy about that. Now, excitement for Huddersfield. They've been promoted to the Premier League.
Yeah, and a socceroo as well on the pitch. Aaron Moy is Premier League now next season. Huddersfield Town, they haven't been in the top flight for 45 years. You've got to go back to 1972. They are now a Premier League club. Wonderful day for them. German manager, some German players, a socceroo, some English lads, quite a mix. They play very good football, and they will be playing Liverpool, United, City, Arsenal, Chelsea, Spurs, and everyone else in between next season in the Premier League. Huddersfield Town winning the playoff at Wembley.
Very exciting for them indeed. Ender, we will talk to you tomorrow. Thank you very much. It is 4 minutes.